Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 13th. Using data, a group of MIT researchers published a new study called A Model for Naturalistic Glance Behavior Around Tesla Autopilot Disengagement. The results are exactly what you would expect. People driving on Tesla's autopilot pay less attention. They specifically found that 22% of drivers' glances exceeded 2 seconds. Consequently, when the drivers turned autopilot off, they paid more attention to the road. A study like this could work to impede Tesla's use of the autopilot feature. The NHTSA is actually already investigating Tesla due to crashes involving autopilot and emergency vehicles. Tesla has been releasing their quarterly safety report, which they use to claim that Tesla vehicles with autopilot engaged have close to 10 times lower chances of being involved in an accident than an average car. Their self-study that Tesla uses is not completely forthright, since they compare national vehicle use data with the overwhelming highway use of the autopilot feature. Tesla tried to charge a Model S owner $22,500 for a total battery pack replacement that was out of warranty. As it turns out, a third-party shop was able to fix it for $5,000. The issue in question occurred when an 8-year-old Model S started to display a message that read, "Maximum battery charge level reduced." The car couldn't be charged above 50 miles. The customer brought it to Tesla, who offered a total battery pack replacement. After learning that a YouTuber named Rich Rebuilds of Electrified Garage has some experience with those kind of repairs, the owner sent the Model S to Florida to get it done. Electrified Garage used hacks to get a diagnostic tool, and they detected some voltage imbalances in 2 out of the 16 battery modules. Simply put, they just replaced those 2 battery modules instead of the whole pack, and $5,000 later, he was back on the road. This story highlights a schism between Tesla and the broader user community. Tesla rarely supports third-party repair centers, and obviously qualified shops have to rely on tricking the system in order to perform repairs. Elon Musk commented on the new federal electric car incentive reform. He alleges that Ford and the United Auto Workers Union wrote the piece of legislation. The Democrats unveiled their latest version of their planned reform of the federal EV incentive, and one aspect is a specific $4,500 additional benefit to cars coming out of factories where the workers are part of a union. Domestically, it gives a strong advantage to virtually all automakers, except for Tesla. On Twitter last night, CEO Elon Musk said, quote, "This is written by Ford and auto workers union lobbyists as they make their electric car in Mexico. Not obvious how this serves the American taxpayers." Now, while Musk's claim isn't demonstrably fact, it just so happens that Dan Kildee, U.S. representative for Michigan's 5th Congressional District, who arguably couldn't get elected without the union autoworkers' support, was behind the changes that carved out Tesla. Musk also singled out Ford, which is going to particularly benefit from the change that gives a 5-year grace period for electric vehicles produced outside the U.S. That's pretty much only Ford at this point. Ford has invested heavily in a plant in Mexico to produce the electric Mustang Mach-E. NIO recently debuted its upcoming ET7 sedan in Germany. Previously, NIO had only sold in Norway, but now the Chinese automaker is expanding into the center of Europe. The upcoming EV will come standard with NAD, or what they're calling NIO Autonomous Driver, that they say will gradually deliver point-to-point autonomous driving. So far, we have no intent indication of pricing, but we can go off of this. The 70 kilowatt-hour version starts at 448,000 Chinese yuan, amounting to 59,000 euros. For comparison, that's about 69,000 US. A new electric solar car project with a living extension and expandable solar panel is giving us a glimpse into what the future might hold for the RV van life. A group of engineering students from the Technical University of Eindhoven in the Netherlands built a concept camper that they call the Stella Vita. To me, it looks like a limousine Prius until it opens up with an extendable pop-up top and further expanding wingspan of solar panels across the roof. The team plans to take the prototype on a month-long road trip from Eindhoven to the southernmost tip of Spain, only using energy from the sun. While the vehicle is still just a student-led test program, it's exciting to see the new application of new technology coming to a campsite near you. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, A bipartisan majority in the Illinois House has voted 83-33 to pass the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act. It aims to invest $580 million a year to increase Illinois' clean energy, increase community solar programs to $50 million a year, expand energy efficiency, especially in low-income weatherization programs, and expand labor standards in clean energy projects throughout the state. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.